You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I'll just admit it. I have no problem admitting and being the first one to come clean with this. I don't think I really, really know how to parent. Every day this week, one of my children wanted to call in sick, and they know exactly what to say because I'm rushing off to work. I don't feel good. I this, I that. So I'm like, fine, don't go to school. And, you know, I just realized the week is almost done. And, it's like one day one kid takes off, the next day the other kid takes off. And so I kind of feel bad. And this headline we didn't talk about in the prior hour on strict parenting linked to obesity. Yeah, I know. That's a fun one. If you notice, I don't really give parenting advice. I know better than to give parenting advice because I think I have a lot of work to do on my own. But, you know, maybe we'll talk about how to get our kids to school, right? And how to be strict without them getting obese and then us being blamed. You know what they're saying? They're saying do less timeouts and give more hugs. Timeout? Isn't timeout a wussy way to already discipline your kid? I thought timeout was a big lovey-dovey tree-hugging form of, you know, parenting them. But now they're saying timeouts is too strict? What? So we're going to talk about that. I also didn't get to talk about the five pointers that the AMA now has come out, giving us doctors pointers on what to do with the crappy Obama healthcare plan and the grace period. Thank you. We'll take those pointers with a grain of salt. All right. And then I guess doggies, right, could be fussy eaters. And dogs will choose quality over quantity when it comes to mealtime. Oh, I hear that. So, you know, those little baby, little precious meals that they show, you know, like cats. You see a little tiny baby, very expensive, soft, wet cat food, right? And I know we're talking about dogs, but cats are the same. And you're like, I'm not going to be spending $5 a can, but they act like the cat is royalty because there's jewels all around the food dish, etc., right? All right. Our dogs and animals know if you think our kids are getting spoiled, they're getting spoiled. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so millions of Americans are now eligible for statins under the new guidelines, and we are all excited about this, you know, in the medical industry, because I notice that statins save lives. I really do. I know a lot of you guys think I'm over pharmaceutical, but when it comes to the statins, I really, really love the statins. So researchers at Duke University calculated exactly how many more people may find themselves on a prescription under the new and less strict guidelines. And they found that millions, about, I guess, 56 million Americans age 40 to 75 would be eligible for the statins. Now, when the guidelines were more strict, there were 43.2 million. Now, so it includes all men over the age of 60 who would qualify for cholesterol-lowering medication. And, you know, we've talked about the guidelines, and we'll review them as well again. But remember the guidelines that come out a few weeks ago where, you know, many more of us probably fall under that umbrella of us needing to have the extra protection. And we've talked about statin medication. Statin medications prevent cholesterol, and it also prevents the making of cholesterol, and it prevents the it prevents the plaque break off. When you have cholesterol or arteriosclerosis that is attached to the intimal artery, the lining, and that breaks, and then you start to bleed or it tears, and then you have a clot trying to come on in and stop the infarct or try to stop the injury, it causes an infarct. You have lack of blood flow, etc. To the heart, you end up dropping dead of a heart attack, like my father died. The statins prevent that. So now there's a big concern that, well, wait a second. if we have all these extra people and now taking all these extra people who are taking these cholesterol medications, you know, what does that do for price? What does that do for health care? You know, many people that don't have a family history of heart disease are going to be taking the medication to prevent future heart attacks. They think about 10 million people fall under that. Well, you don't have to have had a family history of heart disease to be at risk for heart attack. Nobody in my family had a heart attack, and my dad was the first because everybody died of cancer. So for my father to say, well, nobody has a heart attack in my family, I'm good. No, okay? Trust me. You know, there's always a first, okay? You don't have to have a family history. Now, they say 475,000 fewer heart attacks could possibly be stopped over the next 10 years in the country by people taking these statin medications. And so to me, this, I mean, if you want to help prevent healthcare costs, you want to help prevent heart attacks. I mean, it makes sense. Now, wasn't in Europe, weren't they talking about passing out these cholesterol medications at McDonald's and fast food places? Remember that was going around? Right? These medications should not be played with or dealt with lightly by any means. Okay? They can cause issues. They could cause elevations in liver enzymes. They could cause muscle aches, muscle inflammation, which is why whenever I do give the medication, I use a lot of caution. I don't just throw you on the medication and say, come back in a year. I actually check your levels within a month. Because if I start to see it bothering the liver, I want to know that soon. I don't want to wait 3 months. I don't want to wait a year. So whenever I start a medication, I start the lowest dose I think you can, that'll do the trick. The lowest dose possible. We start that and then we see how you do. And if you do fine and you know, the liver's good and you're not having muscle aches, we either increase it if you need more or we keep you at that level if that's working. But the problem with any of these guidelines coming out, and the reason why you're going to see a lot of media trying to fight it, is because it does cost money to be on a medication, especially if the doctor has to see you and has to do blood work. So, you know, if we're trying to save money in healthcare, which is what the powers that be want, and here we are saying, look, these cholesterol medications work. You should take it at lower cholesterol levels than you were once told. Yeah, that's going to start to add cost. Absolutely. And so, you know, because you're going to have blood work, et cetera. I look at it the long term, you know, okay, less heart attack, less dementia, less stroke. So I look at it as a money-saving measure, but, of course, the powers that be don't. Let's talk about the new guidelines when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Exentum 130.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So these new guidelines for cholesterol are kind of important, okay? Because what had happened with the new cholesterol guidelines is they got rid of those LDL targets. Remember we were told, well, you need to have your LDL under 130 if you're in this risk group, or you need to be under 100 for another risk group. They got rid of them. And they got rid of them because they said there's really not enough proof. Okay? There's really no evidence to support going to a specific target. But here's the problem. Okay? People do well with numbers. One of the reasons why many doctors don't really know what the hell to do with these new cholesterol guidelines is because there's no numbers. We work better knowing there's a number. Keep blood pressure down below 130 over 80. Keep blood sugar under 100. Keep LDL, bad cholesterol, under 130 or under 100. That made things a little easier. Instead, these new guidelines identify four groups of primary and secondary prevention patients in whom physicians they want should focus their efforts to reduce cardiovascular effects. And so they basically look at these four groups. So the first group is individuals that already have arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Then the next treatment group are individuals with LDL, bad cholesterol levels, way above 190. Those people that have LDLs way above 190 already have a genetic hypercholesterolemia called familial hypercholesterolemia. Okay, so you got the people that already have arteriosclerosis. You got people that have way high LDL. Then you got the diabetics, the middle-aged diabetics between 40 and 75, whose LDL is anywhere between 70 and 189. Okay? They probably have no evidence of arteriosclerotic disease notably, but these are people that should be targeted. And then you have individuals that don't have cardiovascular disease or diabetes, but they do have a 10-year risk of having arteriosclerotic disease greater than 7.5%. Now, all right, so for those people, let's say the first group that have already arteriosclerosis, they say use a high-intensity statin therapy. Now, what the hell does that mean? Well, you got Crestor and Lipitor. Crestor either 20 or 40 milligrams or Lipitor all the way up to 80 milligrams, they're suggesting. And they said this should be used to achieve at least a 50% reduction in LDL, unless, of course, contraindicated where you can't tolerate it. They said similarly, the second group, the people with the LDL super high, over 190, they said they also should have a high-intensity statin with the goal of trying to bring their cholesterol down at least 50%, the LDL. Then the third group, the diabetics that are age 40 to 75% that supposedly have no arteriosclerotic disease, but I still think underlyingly they do, okay, they're supposed to use a moderate intensity statin, so a lower dose of as opposed to Lipitor 80, lower dose of that, maybe 5 milligrams, 10 milligrams Crestor, 20 milligrams Simvastatin, etc. And that's defined, a moderate intensity statin is defined as a drug that lowers your LDL 30% to 49% as opposed to 50%. Now, what about somebody who has a 10-year risk of developing arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease and that 10-year risk exceeds at least 7.5%? They said to then use a high-intensity statin, so back to the 20-milligram Crestor or 40-milligram Crestor, 80-milligram Lipitor. They say for the individual 40 to 75 without any diabetes, without any cardiovascular disease, but has that 10-year risk, and the LDL is under 190 but above 70, they want a moderate or high-intensity statin therapy. So as you can see, you're looking at this and you're like, huh? I mean, even me as a doctor, I'm like, wait, okay. So my take home from this as a doctor is anybody who I think is at risk, just put them on the sucker. And that is why they're saying millions of people are going to be now on these cholesterol medications. You see what I mean? Because now we are just putting so many more people on. Now, the diabetes recommendation, that's been around for 10 years. Even though it wasn't a regularly widely accepted recommendation, I knew years ago that you're supposed to put diabetics on cholesterol medication because my father's cholesterol wasn't even that high. And he dropped dead of a heart attack. Now, you know, in terms of you being given a number, no, there really isn't a lot of rhyme or reason. I've told you guys that many times. There's no rhyme or reason who dies of a heart attack and who doesn't. My father's cholesterol was way lower than most of my patients and other family members. But he dropped dead, and it's because it was the wrong artery at the wrong place at the wrong time. So you can't just look at numbers. But here's the problem. How do you get patients to be compliant? You know, in medical school and in training, and now I teach medical students this a lot, this is very difficult for us in terms of convincing patients to take their medications. Patients need numbers. Even me as a doctor, I like numbers. I like to see it. I need visualization. And so diseases where you can't manage numbers are very difficult, or diseases where you can't feel it. Okay, so for example, blood pressure, you can't feel it, which scares a lot of people. But they can at least take their blood pressure, they get a number, and they know where they stand. If you have a cough or cold or ear infection or diarrhea, you know where you stand because of the symptoms. Well, how the hell do you know where you stand when it comes to your heart and having high cholesterol? You can't feel it. So you don't know. Yeah, I know there's certain heart conditions that you do feel, but let's say you're asymptomatic and you are just having rip-roaring cholesterol. You can't feel it. And so the public now, over the last 40 years, is very, maybe 30 years, I mean, really, really wants numbers. That's what they could relate to. And so saying, you know, the number just really doesn't matter. Let's just, you know, it's even though they're right, okay, I mean, I totally understand, because, again, it doesn't matter what your number is. You can still have a heart attack. I've noticed that. How do you get the patients to sign on? Because they have to be engaged. They have to, you know, feel like they can manage. We want control. It's extremely important that as patients, we want control. We want to know what's going on. Like that previous caller, Nick, with his wife having bone pain. All right. You don't want to think that you're losing vital blood cells, losing your bone marrow, and there is nothing you can do about it. You know, we want control. All right. So what do? We go to the numbers. Seeing the numbers helps us. Now, I understand with this new healthcare environment we're in, they want us having less numbers. They think it's just too many numbers, too many tests. People are overdoing it with the tests. But, you know, I've been managing my patients well for 15 years, people. All right. I have been doing actually more than that, 17 years. I have been doing a damn good job because I can use these other adjuncts, these other numbers. So, you know, my suggestion is if you are confused, sit down and talk to your doctor. Now, speaking of confusion, okay, physicians are furious because of the grace period patients. These grace period patients are really screwing up the whole system. And it's not the patients themselves. It's this loophole where you could not pay for your premiums, get care, and the doctors have to see you for free. So the AMA has given us doctors some pointers on how to deal with it, okay? Number one is they said verify coverage eligibility. Okay, well, I've done that. I verify the coverage. They say the patient is covered, and then we find out grace period and they won't pay, and they say the doctor has to write it off. So this verifying coverage eligibility is a bunch of bullcrap because that doesn't seem to work. They also say you need to verify their eligibility prior to each visit. This is where doctors are going to say, to heck with it. Just pay me and you deal with your insurance. I don't have the time or the money or the staff to sit there and individually keep picking out, you know, and being on the phone for 15, 20 minutes. Then they said you need to discuss policies with your patients. Let them know. Let your patients know why it's so important for them to catch up on their premiums. You know, where I practice, I got some great patients, right? But I also got a lot of patients that know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. They got to get their free care, and they think that the mean, rich doctor can just handle it. No, we can't, because we're going out of business. Then the AMA has given us a sample letter to give to grace period patients to remind them that they need to pay, please. Then they recommend we call the patient. The AMA recommends reaching out to patient via telephone and speaking to them personally. You know how many times my staff does that before the patient goes to collections, just in general? Right? And boy, do they get choice words. I'm not paying you. Yeah, just try to bill me. Try to send me to collections. Fine. Then they suggested setting up a payment plan. Let's set up a payment plan for our patients. We already do that. We've been dealing with patients not paying for years. We just don't need another whole population of people not paying. And it's looking like it's going to almost be every patient with insurance. So what does that mean for you guys? Doctors are just going to go to cash. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, this is very interesting. We have a chemist who says she was able to reverse her daughter's autism. She lives in the Bay Area, and her name is, oh, gosh, it's Dr. Reed. Hold on a second. I'm trying to say Catherine Reed, okay? She says that she thinks it's MSG, monosodium glutamate, that's in diet, in toothpaste, etc. And she said because it's in 5% of processed food, right, even though it appears on the food label, she says, about 1% of the time, she says she eliminated that from her daughter's diet and was able to reverse her autism traits. The San Francisco Chronicle points out there is, quote-unquote, no science to back up any of her claims. Two doctors confirmed to the paper that no MSG studies have actually been carried out. But I guess she tried this on her daughter. And, I mean, power to her. I mean, you know, trying to go gluten-free or, I mean, as long as it's not hurting the patient, depleting the patient of any nutrients or vitamins, trying to lack of MSG diet, she's allowed to do that. I mean, it's a little confusing to me, though, that if autism is more of a genetic change that happens within the womb, and many of these kids, they say they show signs of autism at age two. You could actually see the autism even sooner, all right? But when the child doesn't speak or doesn't engage as well as other two-year-olds do, that's when doctors start to diagnose. So you get a lot more diagnosis at the age of two. You just, they found that you could even tell at 6 months. Some children with autism will have wild tantrums, repetitive behavior, communication issues, even digestive problems. So Dr. Reed examined looking at, Scrubs. She read about MSG, that the role glutamate plays on the body, and she says that the autism symptoms have been, quote-unquote, completely removed. Now, I guess 99% of 75 autistic children she's worked with at her Unblind My Mind Foundation, she said, dramatically improved within 5 weeks. So cutting back on MSG and foods that have that, I guess it's cool. I mean, you could try it. The problem is if only 1% of the food labels actually are honest about the MSG component, I can see how that could be pretty difficult. Now, glutamate that we've talked about, the glutamine, does help with neural function. So, but too much could unfortunately cause an imbalance. So, cutting back on MSG, the monosodium glutamate, who knows? It's definitely worth a try. I'm going to tell my sister to give it a try, too. The contact lens that lets you see in the dark. Researchers have unveiled plans for a smart contact lens that could give its wearer infrared night vision. The team said that by sandwiching graphene inside, I'm getting hungry, graphene inside the lens, they could build a sensor capable of capturing every form of visible light to infrared. Oh my gosh, this is cool. They've already built a prototype smaller than a fingernail. And experts say it could one day be built into lenses for soldiers and others who need to see in the dark. Oh, my gosh, that is totally cool. Zhaohui Zong at the University of Michigan said their, quote-unquote, layered approach can lead to ultra-thin sensors. We could make the entire design super thin. It could be stacked on the contact lens or integrated with a cell phone. The prototype device was created by Zong, and they said it's already smaller than a little pinky nail. And they said they could easily scale it down. Little pinky nail, duh. Now, graphene, it's made of a single layer of carbon atoms that are kind of bonded together, and they're in this kind of repeated pattern of hexagons. It's being reported by Mail Online. And it's about 1 million times thinner than paper. It's got this honeycomb pattern that allows it some very, very cool characteristics and also makes it extremely strong and very stable. So if you could put it in other wearable electronics or contact lenses, this could be then the quote-unquote super sensor that we've needed. Now, I mean, what other applications could this be used for? Again, the first thing I think of is military, you know, but pretty much I think that. I really don't know why I'd want to see in the dark. You know, I really prefer light. I don't think I'd want to walk around, right, hoping my... I don't want to wear contacts. That's why I got my LASIK. All right, but it's cool nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Drugs.com had a headline today saying many common cold medications may pose health threats. Now, this is, of course, a big concern this time of year because many of you guys are taking the NyQuil and the DayQuil and the acetaminophen, the Tylenol, the Motrin, the Advil, etc., right, the phenylephrine, decongestants, etc., because you guys are sick. And I get that. You know, the over-the-counter medicines help, you know, prevent you from needing to go to the doctor, helps with some of your symptoms, and you're able to deal with what you're dealing with. I get that, all right? But they say two common ingredients, your phenylephrine and your acetaminophen, can cause serious side effects. High blood pressure, dizziness, tremors, and this is being warned by New Zealand researchers. Of course, the side effects occur because acetaminophen, now this is when you take them together, the combination of acetaminophen and phenylephrine could then be I don't you want to use the word toxic, but could cause then the issue, because phenylephrine in and of itself could cause tremors, blood pressure problems, but the acetaminophen can boost its effect. You know, we've already seen Tylenol added to a variety of things. You know, Tylenol PM has Benadryl with it. You add Tylenol to your, or acetaminophen to your hydrocodone, to make Lortab or Vicodin or Norco, etc. And so Tylenol has very commonly and very safely been used in drug combinations, but now we're seeing it could augment things. So in addition to acetaminophen causing issues with your liver, all right, now we're seeing issues where it could be worsening and accentuating what the sinus medication is doing, and that's what phenylephrine is. Okay, phenylephrine has replaced pseudoephedrine, all right, and it helps with nasal congestion. Pseudoephedrine, I guess, because they use that for meth, people use it to make meth, the FDA asked many companies to voluntarily remove it from its products. So then what they did is they changed it to phenylephrine, which I guess, I'm not a meth manufacturer, but I guess doesn't seem to work as well in making meth. So it seems to be a little safer to be over-the-counter. When you combine it with the acetaminophen, they found that the phenylephrine rose 4 times higher than just using the phenylephrine alone, which means you need to maybe consider whatever you're taking, cutting it down to a quarter. Insomnia, headache, heart palpitations, anxiety, and this is a biggie, guys, urine retention. Many of you will find that you can't pee. Okay? They say they also could unfortunately react to drugs like vitamin C. Vitamin C is metabolized very similarly to phenylephrine. So, just some things to think about. Let me see if there's any other warnings here on any other medications. I didn't see any, but I was checking this other source. So, you know, it's frustrating me, you know, because you get something over the counter, you think we could trust it, you think we know what we're getting, and no, you know, it always takes a while. I mean, look what happened with Viagra. It took a while for us to see, oops, you're not supposed to take it with nitrates, to see it was bad. All right, many of you guys are celebrating Lent. That's awesome. And then some of us are going to be celebrating Passover. Passover is a very, very rough holiday because of the matzah. Well, I guess now we are seeing so much commercialization of matzah, where now they have, I guess, matzah s'mores and granola and ice cream cakes that, you know, I kind of wonder what then the point is. You know, the purpose of us doing the matzah thing is substituting our breads with matzah, it's because it's supposed to remember our harder times and to remember what our ancestors went through. So when you start making chocolate covered matzah things, you know, it kind of defeats the purpose. You know, a lot of holidays get criticized because you have to suffer a little bit. All right, but you know, every now and then I don't look at it as suffering. I look at it as we just kind of stop. And we realize that some people didn't have it as good as us. Some people don't have it as good as us. You know, so I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be dipping my matzah in chocolate. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I think Twitter just celebrated its 8th birthday. Excuse me, and I'm burping. 8th birthday. 8 years. 8 years of Twitter. I only started to really actively do it in the last year or two. I don't know. And in fact, I know the sister of one of the founders of Twitter. I remember she said, hey guys, definitely check out Twitter. And I'm like, I'll do it, you know, for your sake. It was about 8 years ago. It's about 8 years ago, and I'm like, I'll look at it, you know, and I guess I was just starting to figure out, you know, Facebook and some of the other stuff, and then, you know, wow. All right, one study I wanted to talk about was how they say hug more and scold less, according to Today Health, saying strict parenting is linked to child obesity. A new study shows that authoritarian parents are more likely to have obese kids than those who take the time to explain the rules. Among children aged 6 to 11, having an authoritarian parent, one who is demanding and quick to punish, but not nurturing or emotionally responsive, increased the risk of obesity by 37%. This is according to the study presented at the American Heart Association meeting Wednesday. Researchers asked the parents of nearly 40,000 Canadian children about their parenting styles and about their children's heights and weights. When we were born, I guess they say that you come equipped with your own sort of self-regulation, but authoritative parents, I guess they mess that up. And so then you end up destroying your kid's way to regulate themselves. Okay, now, see, I think I kind of disagree with this because, I mean, we were all skinnier when we were younger. And when we were younger, our parents were, I think, a hell of a lot more authoritarian. All right, and, you know, so it doesn't make sense because now they're talking about childhood obesity, how so many kids are obese. Yet now we're doing the timeout, which they say also is timeout. They say timeout is too strict. So, what are we supposed to do? Okay, as far as I'm concerned, childhood obesity is on the rise. Parents aren't putting their kids to work in terms of doing chores in the house. Parents aren't being strict enough. That's why I think these kids are obese. But then again, I do remember a study years ago where if the parents are abusive, kids are more prone to become obese, go to comfort food, etc. So we do see that. Kids that were abused will a lot of times turn to food. We've seen that big time. But I beg to differ. I think those parents that are very lackadaisical, they let the kids eat. I mean, I even caught myself do that too. You know, I'm busy. I'm like, you know, I discipline my kids probably 100% opposite the way I was disciplined. And maybe I'm too much on the other side of it, honestly, because I think maybe every now and then they do need a rip-roaring, I mean, I yell and I take things away. But I think I need to be a lot more strict than I am. And then I notice the kids will grab soda, the kids will grab sweets, and I don't get on top of them. Yet my folks, oh my gosh, if you ate a cookie before you were supposed to, there wouldn't even be a cookie. But if you had a cookie, you'd lose a hand. I mean, they were tough. So, I don't know. Again, no spanking. Spanking's not allowed. In many states, it's illegal, so you can't spank. What are good ways to discipline the kids? I always recommend finding something they really, really like, okay? And you don't want to destroy it, okay? I remember my parents doing that, too. Something I loved, it would either get ripped up or destroyed. No, you don't do that. The takeaways work, okay? The takeaways work well. The grounding works really good. The problem with the grounding, though, is the convenience issue. A lot of parents don't stick with the grounding. Like, for example, kid has a party this weekend, okay? And so you are already making plans. Good. If the kids dropped off at the party, I could get this done, this done, this done, this done. Well, the kid acts up. Well, then what you really should do as a parent is not allow them to go to the party, ground them, and then they have to then be with you when you do your errands. It's going to suck to have to do errands with mom, right? But moms and, you know, I'm just as guilty. No, I'm doing things that I can't have the kids come to. I got meetings, etc. I need the kids over there. It's like babysitting. And so I think our society has changed because we're using a lot of the computers. We're using a lot of the TV. We're using the video games and the parties and all that as a babysitter because we're so gosh darn quote unquote busy. We are a busier population. We really are. We are expected to do so much more in our jobs. I mean, think about it. Okay. You know, think about prior jobs and what people had to do. Okay, let's say look at building a railroad. Okay, yeah, you had a lot to do building that railroad, but a lot of times you were given one task. And yeah, you had to do that task the whole time or the same couple tasks. And it was very hard work very strenuous. That's why we needed labor laws with a lot of the factory workers, etc. But it was a, I'm going to give you a task or two, and you have to do it. Now, you have to, like, as a doctor, as a radio host, look as a radio host, okay? As a radio host, yeah, you got to prep for your show, and you got to be on air. But it doesn't stop there. You got to plan interviews. You got to do your prep. You have to tweet. You have to do social media. You have to be available for listeners. You have to write listeners back. You need to be able to get the breaking news and immediately give it to somebody. I mean, and that's, and this is just one small aspect of my day, let alone being the doctor. You got to see the patients, then you got to call in the prescriptions, then you got to fight for prior authorization, then you got to fight with the insurance company, then you got to figure out how to get the patients to bill you, then you got to figure out how to deal with staff. Staff has issues. You got to hire staff, you got to fire staff, you got to pay your bills, you got to order medical supplies. If the medical supplies were ordered wrong by the office manager, you got to double check that. I mean, it's just, and then of course you want to read up and know the latest medical information. I mean, every job now is multitasking. If you really think about it, are there any jobs where you just sit there and just do one task? No, especially with the, in the recession, since the recession, that you have multiple people fired and now you're doing multiple duties. It is. Even my staff. You know, before I had one person for front desk, one person to answer the phones in that corner, one nurse to do extra, one nurse, oh no. Now everybody's got to be cross-trained. Why? A lot of people calling sick. Some people don't show up to work. Some people, I mean, I think employers have realized that you need the jack of all trades. Maybe you have a couple masters of one or whatever, but you want a jack of all trades, and you want people that could do multiple tasks. So now you're hiring staff that could do multiple tasks. All right, and you know, I even see the people interviewing for our job. You know, on the resume, they're like, I bill, I answer phones, I do x-rays, I do EKG, I do this, I do this, I do patient calls, I do, and you're looking at all of this going, how did they have time in their last job to do it? Well, because you end up doing a little of that in your last job. I see that all the time. So, you know, we have a very, very different, much different society now. Not to mention, on top of all that work pressure, you got more family pressure. Because if my husband calls me, all right, or my boss calls me, or whatever, at one of my, I call my affiliate, one of my affiliates is kind of where my show started, so I kind of call them bosses. So if ever there's an issue I'm doing where, with the health fair or something like that, when they call, I mean, I'm not going to blow them off until I get home. I'm going to call them right back. But now we have all these pressures that you need to text right away, that you need to be available. Nobody tolerates a text or phone call that doesn't get returned. You know, I mean, my husband and I are selling our home. We're moving. And we are moving to another place. And once it happens and everything goes well, then I'll tell you all about it. I'm excited about it. But, you know, we call the realtor because an important matter comes up. No call back. Well, okay. I mean, in the olden days, yeah, somebody would call you later in the week. Well, now we're like, well, oh my gosh, issues have to be dealt with now. So if you don't get a call back, you know, same thing with me and medicines. Okay, I'm not going to call a person back 3 weeks later on their medicine. That's got to be something that has to happen now. If I can't do it, you come in and be seen. So it just, it's a lot of pressure. A lot of things are expected by us. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Are we approaching a global economic meltdown? Many of the financial gurus in America are saying yes. This is Steve Sanchez, and every weekend on my show, I try to bring you relevant information that helps you make the right financial decisions for your future and the legacy you want to leave behind. This is why I want you to know the secrets of the ultra-rich inside the millionaire black box. You will discover how JCPenney, Rockefeller, and Walt Disney built their wealth without the danger of the Wall Street casino. You'll also learn if this is the right time to buy gold and silver and why. This series of CDs answers the financial questions the media does not want to tell you. For the next 45 callers, I'll give you free access to the Millionaire Black Box and a copy of the best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Call 1-800-324-3030. That's 1-800-324-3030 and get access to the Millionaire Black Box. That's 1-800-324-3030.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.